Hello, good morning, good evening, or good night, wherever you're at. How are you doing? I hope great. I just got home from work. I'll tell you what, it's a challenge. I still smile, though. I don't know why. I do know why. I know exactly why. I got it all written down too. Every hour I spent, it's you know, I was reading this Bible. It stays open. I don't know, whatever. It says the full life. Now I'm gonna read this. It says it's a side note thing though. This is a study Bible, so it's not the actual scriptures. It's just like a side thing. But I feel like it is like where I'm at. You know, it's like what's it's, you know, got to be prepared, you know. But it says the full life, Ephesians 5, 3 through 20. Ever since God gave the Ten Commandments, some have been tempted to think he enjoys making people miserable and taking away their happiness by denying them earthly pleasures. The truth is, God wants to give us something much better, but in order for us to receive it, we need to clear some room in our lives. Often that means getting rid of sins or bad habits that are using up the space God wants to claim. Now, see, that's the thing. It says that, but the Bible and God teaches you how to actually do that by creating new beliefs. You have to create new beliefs. So things like, I'm sober, even while you're not. Like, if you're, just keep saying it until you create the belief, and then fight, get around good people, to talk. You have to talk to distract your mind, focus your mind. So get around good people to talk about positive things that they're, you know, I guess this is why AA is so good, but, you know, distracting your mind is the key by talking and then creating the new belief. And so, yeah, getting rid of the sins or bad habits. This is how you do it. It's a challenge. This is the hardest thing you'll ever do is to change. To change, to sit down, and even to make that first step and look at the man in the mirror and say, hey, you need to change, dude. You're the problem. That's tough to do for any human being. And so this isn't going to be something that's just like easy, you know. You're going to have bumps. That's why you have grace, you know. I know that. I'm having to learn. I'm kind of winging it, you know, winging God. I feel like that's letting God be in control. I don't know if it makes sense to me, but I'd be praying and praying and praying until I get an answer, you know, this last 6 months probably of praying to get this answer. And, yeah, I'm nervous about what's going to come up soon or just trying, you know, being committed and everything. But all right, let me finish. What was that? By getting rid of sins, bad habits that are using up the space God wants to claim. Instead of filling our lives with sexual immorality, impurity, greed, and obscene stories, Ephesians 5, 3 and 4, God wants us to be filled with thankfulness. Instead of drunkenness, 5:18, God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's like the smile. You can't stop smiling. It's like you're confused by it. But it's just the time. Do your part. You know, do your part. Meditate on the word, like what he says about you. I'm loved. I'm worthy. I'm chosen. I am king. I'm loved. I'm worthy and chosen. I am king. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I'm confident. I'm confident. I know I can do it. I will do it. It is done. And meditate like this. You know, I spent 8,000 hours, over 8,000 hours. I hope that isn't deflating to you. Over the past year and a half. Reading the Bible, meditating, and worshiping. All right, let me finish. Suppose you're walking along the beach and find an old treasure chest. But when you pry it open, it's full of sand, not gold coins. Now suppose someone else comes along and offers to give you as much gold as you can fit in the chest. Sounds great, right? Except for one problem. The chest is already full. In order to accept the gold, you have to dump out the sand. You need to make as much room as possible for the more valuable treasure. Unless you get rid of the sand, the chest will never hold anything of value. The same goes for the sins in our lives. The sand is the treasure chest. They may provide temporary pleasure, but they won't deliver lasting fulfillment. Sexual promiscuity may provide an immediate thrill, but the long-term results are catastrophic. It will never provide real happiness. On the other hand, true love for another person and for God can fill us up to overflowing drunkenness, providing a temporary giddiness or forgetfulness. On the other hand, true love for another person and for God can fill us up to overflowing. Drunkenness provides a temporary giddiness or forgetfulness, but it's nothing like the true peace and joy that comes from knowing the loving God. It's our choice. We can fill up our lives with whatever silly or sinful thing we choose, or we can let God fill us up with the things that will bring ultimate fulfillment. So that's where I'm at, because I've had so many chains. And you know, the lust one is for single, that's the one I have the most problem. Like, it's the challenge. That's it. If once it's done, I'm good to go. You know, I'm good to go. I'm good to get in front of people and share and learn. And I'm starting to do it. I'm in the church. I got a Bible study with this guy Sunday, so that'll be fun. But yeah, I just wanted to read that. And hopefully it blessed you. If not, I hope you're having a great day. You have a wonderful, wonderful, I guess, night. Bye.